live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Program. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. You found the Chris Salcedo Show. I am your liberty-loving Latino. Do not confuse me with loudmouth leftist Latinos out there. I actually love my country. I actually love my state, the United States of America, and the great state of Texas. I have a lot to cover today. Of course, many of you didn't get a chance because of some infrastructure issues with AT&T. Many of you didn't get a chance to comment on the Trump indictment. So we've got some guests coming up on the Trump indictment today. We've got Victoria Tunsing and Joe Hoff. They'll be on to discuss with us those issues. But I wanted to start off, because I think they're related. I wanted to start off with the trans stuff. Now, I know that many of you intuitively rejected trans. I know many of you said this is just not right. Maybe you couldn't explain to me why it wasn't right. But you just knew that there was nothing scientific about this. It was just like everything else it is with the left. Either you comply or die. Diversity, inclusion, equity agenda, the die agenda. You either comply or die, according to the left. Do what we tell you. Accept fantasy as fact. And then many of you go, wait a minute, that can't be legitimate. I'm going to play something for you from the sports world. This is a fake woman, Austin Killips, winning a bike race. It's a fake woman, what the leftists would call a transgendered woman, which you and I would call a biological male. Now, the Associated Press doesn't allow us to say biological anything anymore. Biological sex, biological male, biological female, because it hurts people's feelings. So they're willing to sacrifice facts for feelings. I am not. That's why we shred the AP style guide. The AP style guide is trash. It's junk. It's designed to do the exact opposite of what news is supposed to do, which is to inform. So here is a fake woman winning a women's race.
Lloyd Asheville champion in the house. It's Austin. So Austin taking a huge win here in Asheville.
Yeah, huge win by several lengths. I mean, you can't, Austin Killips, you can't even see another woman. He crosses the finish line. It's a huge win. She gives, this is a women's winner who's a man. And this kind of stuff is happening everywhere, courtesy of the Democrat Party. Now look, when they started with the pronoun thing, how many of you said, well, okay, this person who is a biological male wants to be referred to as her? It's silly, but why would we want to go out of our way to hurt people's feelings? How many of you just said, fine, I'll call you a her? I got to be honest with you. I just avoided using pronouns in the beginning until I figured out what this was all about. And let me just skip to the end, because I can tell you, I'm gonna put an exclamation point on this at the end. What this is all about, folks, is everything that the left is about. Every one of their issues is designed to do several things. Introduce collectivism broadly. Get you to give up your individual rights and liberties, specifically. Everything they do, every bit of advocacy, there is nothing that promotes the rights of everybody that the left does. Nothing. Zero. Nada, because it's not about that. It's about finding so-called minority communities, convincing them they're victims, and then getting them energized to pressure government to steal your rights. And that's exactly what the left does, whether it be with blacks, whether it be with we Latinos, whether it be with the gays, whether it be with women, whether it be with the transvestite people, whether it be with folks who have legitimate gender dysphoria. It's all geared toward doing one thing, getting you to shut up, getting you to surrender your rights, getting you, if they say the sky is red, you must say the sky is red, even though you know it's blue. There are five lights instead of four. It's a mechanism of mass torture, which is what the left is very good at. But how many of you started off by saying, hey, no big deal? It's pronouns. Who cares? Pronouns. Then out in the People's Republic of California, earlier this year in late March, you had Women's History Month. And for women, and the left wing teed up a gift for all you women out there. They said, hey, you know what, Miss San Francisco? We're going to crown Miss San Francisco. And it's actually a man. That's what the Democrats said. Hey, you know what, all you women, screw you. The best woman for the job is a man. And San Francisco crowns a man as Miss San Francisco. And how many of you said, okay, well, I don't watch beauty pageants anyway. What's the difference? They're bat guano crazy out there in California. What do we care? Who cares? Right? Fast forward to this last weekend. Toronto Blue Jays, they have reportedly cut pitcher Anthony Bass. Russell, what do you know about Anthony Bass? Is he a good pitcher? Is he on his way out, winding down his career? What do we know? What do we know about this guy that plays for the Blue Jays? Is he any good? Yeah. Well, the Toronto Blue Jays have cut Anthony Bass. Now, what was his crime? Did he beat up a woman? No. Did he drive drunk? No. Did he hold up a liquor store armed? No. Did he brutalize a clerk, steal cigarillos, and then beat up a cop? No, he didn't do any of those things. You know what he did? He expressed support for the boycotts against Target and Bud Light. That's what Anthony Bass did, and he lost his career over it. Well, he lost his job. Not sure if anybody's going to. Maybe the Texas Rangers will pick him up. The Texas Rangers, by the way, folks, the only baseball team in Major League Baseball not to celebrate divisiveness. The only team. They refused. They fly the American flag. We're all Americans, gay, straight, doesn't matter. They refused to buy into the Pride Month, where we only give a Veterans Day, we only give a Mother's Day, we only give a Father's Day. The left has seen fit, because what's the big deal? Let's give the gays an entire month. So nobody said anything because, hey, it doesn't impact us. Now all of a sudden, here's a guy who says, well, I think the boycotts against Target and Bud Light are good. I'm a major league pitcher. And guess what? Now he's out of a job. So how many of you still think that this whole trans thing is harmless? A man arrested. What was his crime? Did he commit arson on a business? No. Did he loot a business? No. No, he didn't do that. Did he kick the tar out of somebody, calling them a fascist? No. Because if he had done that, he'd likely be released. Now, the charges were dropped, but this man was under arrest. He's a Christian man. He's a street preacher who was arrested while citing the Bible in protest of an LGBTQ pride event in Pennsylvania. Damon Atkins was arrested on June 6th for, quote, disorderly conduct, for reading the Bible out loud. But the charges were dropped after an official review of the video evidence, the Berks County District Attorney's Office said in a press release. The charges were withdrawn, according to the DA. A video of Atkins' encounter with a police officer and his arrest was caught on video by Matthew Ware, a resident of Pennsylvania City. Yeah, where's your badge cam? Where's your badge cam? Oh, no, we don't have those anymore when we're trying to suppress people's freedom of speech. We don't put the badge cams on anymore. In the YouTube video, Atkins is seen talking to Sergeant Bradley McClure as he cites Bible verses to attendees of the event, which reportedly included drag queens and children. This is public property, Atkins said in the exchange with the officer. And the officer said, yes, it is. Atkins later shouted, God cares. Let them have their day, says the sergeant, as if the Bible was not allowing them to have their day. As if two competing opinions can't compete on the streets anymore in America. The officer tells the street preacher he should respect the attendees. Yes, reading the Bible now, according to what the police officers are being trained, reading the Bible to somebody is a show of disrespect. Atkins held a sign that said, Jesus said, go and sin no more. And Atkins responds, oh, I am respecting. After Atkins is told to respect the attendees, he asks the officer, you know who's cheering for us? McClure briefly walks away. The video shows he looks back at Atkins, who then begins to cite the Bible verses again. That's it. You're done, says the officer, slaps the cuffs on him for reading the Bible at a gay pride event. So how many of you now are like, oh, well, it's a harmless movement. And then over the weekend at the People's House, the White House, there is a, who is this guy? This is Matt Wallace on Twitter. If you want to see this picture for yourself, Matt Wallace, I retweeted this at C. Salcedo Show, at C. Salcedo Show on Twitter. You've got the White House during Easter. No decorations. You've got the White House during Veterans Day. No decorations. You got the White House during Christmas. No decorations. The White House during Pride Month. You have the White House flying the so-called Pride flag at equal mast, with the American flags, which I have no problem with the Pride flag. I have a problem with any flag being flown at equal mast with the United States flag. How many of you still think it's harmless? We hear from Megyn Kelly next, the Chris Salcedo Show, the Voice of Texas, and TNT Radio.
You should hear what Chris Smith is talking about.
And as just as learned scribes are writing in-depth stories today on the genetic anomaly and why it could reasonably lead to the death of at least two of the four children Kathleen was convicted of killing, out comes the Herald to damage her further. This is what they do, you see, when their previous persecutions look a little bit shabby years down the track. They keep piling on the poo. They try not to lose face to protect their editorial crucifixions. Oh, no. This is how the editorial desk works, you see. What are we going to do if she gets off this? What have we got to smash her up? That's how it works. And so today, there it was, a huge story revealing who Kathleen Folbick's father was. Quote, Thomas John Britton was a criminal and a brute. He worked as an enforcer for underworld figures such as Lenny McPherson and was known for capping knees, breaking legs and putting his hands to his co-workers' throats. Now, that last bit of detail about the throats subtly alludes to the criminal court judge's belief that Folbig likely smothered her children, depriving them of oxygen. And the connection would have convinced some people reading it today that Kathleen was still guilty because evil runs in the family, right?
Chris Smith on TNT Radio.
They've been saying that 2 in 3 deaths on country roads are country people. We might not want to believe it or want to blame others, but think about that final high school year wind cheater. Hey, look at the names. There will be some who've died. Classmates, teammates, friends no longer here. We can't ignore it. 2 in 3 deaths on country roads are country people.
Think road safety. A message from the Government of South Australia.
A better business tip from TNT Radio. The benefits of advertising on today's news talk, TNT Radio, should be clear to businesses of any shape or size. It can be accessed anywhere, anytime, by anybody, and is the perfect way to build brand awareness and stimulate digital activity. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
In many countries around the world, medical care is scarce. From birth defects to serious injuries and illnesses, countless millions have no access to safe surgery. Mercy Ships is there to help, with a team of volunteer professionals, nurses, surgeons, utilizing state-of-the-art hospital ships. Mercy Ships provides free surgeries for the thousands of those who are waiting for surgery at each port.
Mercy Ships is bringing services to countries that would otherwise never be able to access those services.
We just see people that need help. You realize that they have no way of getting help, and I want them to know that they're loved.
Help make a lasting impact and turn someone's fear to joy. Find out how you can help by visiting our website at mercyships.org for more information. That's mercyships.org.
How about some good news? Hepatitis C is curable, and a simple blood test will tell you if you're infected. Get tested, get treated, get cured. Visit hep.org for more information.
This is the sound of a generation rising above. The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow. You can learn more at soundsofhistory.org.
Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Glad you made it back, everybody, to the Chris Salcedo Show. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Was monitoring some of the chats on Getter and Rumble. Folks, it's, you know, some people, and this is exactly what the left wants you to do. They want you to blame the gays. They want you to blame the less than a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of 1% of people who actually have something called gender dysphoria. It's so rare. It is rarer than rare. What you're seeing that's being shoved in front of your face with transvestite story are they're freaks. They're just they're individuals. They're not even necessarily gay. They just like dressing up as the opposite sex. They're not necessarily gay. There's a lot of gay guys out there and a lot of gay lesbian women who say these people are freaks. They can't, you know, they want to have their toes in both pools. This whole gender fluidity stupidity. That's what they're. Gays know who they are. Lesbians and gay men, they know who they are. And they look at these trans people who are literally the definition of confused and going, don't lump me in with them. But you know why the Democrats do that? The reason why it's called LGBTQ and why we make fun of it, LGBTQ, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and why the Democrats call it LGBTQ plus, because the plus is whatever we need to create division, political division, and that's the game. That's what I want you all to understand and know. This is the game. The Democrats don't give a crap about any of these people's issues. They don't care. They're going to chew up these people and spit them out like they did the gays, like they did the blacks, like they did we Latinos, like they did women. They're going to chew them up and spit them out when they have no more need for them. And the minute you object, I interviewed last week a man from Gays Against Groomers. These gay men are under attack from the left because they oppose all the left-wing efforts to make it normal for adults and children to have intimate relations. And they're in your schools. They're in GovEd. So, and this is what the left does. They rope in entire communities and people are going, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not part of that. But then you get the traditional conservatives who have not been hip to what the left is doing, and then all of a sudden they start attacking the gays instead of attacking the socialists. Your enemy is the socialist, communist, left-wing douchebags. That's who your enemy is. Not the blacks, not the browns, not the gays, not the whites. Not, your enemy is somebody with an ideological mindset that wants to take away your rights. That's your enemy. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. So you got the White House decked out, showing a flag at equal mast with a pride flag. And like I said, what's next? The Chinese flag, equal mast, hanging at the White House with knowing this occupier of the Oval Office? Yeah, that's coming next. So then let me pick up where I left off. So you think this whole gender bender, transvestite craziness, well, there's no harm in it. I mean, and well, then you get this from the People's Republic of California, a witness testifying for AB 957 out in California. You know what they're trying to do in California? Governor Abbott tweeted about this over the weekend. If little Johnny and little Susie goes to their GovEd indoctrination center and some left-wing nut job inside of GovEd says, "Hey, little Susie, are you sure you're not a boy?" And then they come home to mommy and daddy and say, "Hey, I think I'm a boy." And if the parents don't genuflect and start getting that child on puberty blockers and going to all manner of expense for expensive $70,000 transition surgeries, if you don't do that, you could be deemed a criminal. You could be deemed a criminal. Here is this left-wing nutbag out in California's assembly trying to say, we need to pass this law so that parents will be criminals if you don't look at little Johnny who says, "I want to be little Susie. Start lopping body parts off, please." And if you don't, quote, affirm that, then you're the criminal. Listen to this.
So this particular bill adds the very important factor that affirming a child's gender identity is in their best interest, which is what your question is about. Why does it actually say that in an affirmative way? And it really is because if you have a 7-year-old who's talking about having a potential to say, being able to articulate that they believe that they are not the same gender as they are biologically, then it should be affirmed. And through care, it should be determined.
Yes. Take them to one of these butchers, these doctors who are making $70,000 a pop, these unethical dirtbags who are making 70 grand a pop. Take your kid there so that he can convince you, well, do you want, if you have a son, do you want a live daughter or a dead son? They're going to try to convince you that suicide is the only option unless you go through a $70,000 transition surgery.
And that's what we did with our own child. And that would give the ability for a parent who wasn't sure to affirm and get their child the care that they need to make that, so they can begin to articulate that determination. But by saying and rejecting it in wholesale, then you're essentially rejecting your child. And that is not in the best interest of a child. We should be affirming our children in every possible way.
No, we should be parenting our children. You moron, you idiot. We should be parenting our children. Not saying, oh, let's give in to every societal whim that might influence our children. That's when you're a parent and you say no. Now they want to criminalize you saying no. Y'all think it's just fun and games now? And see, that's the pays de resistance, isn't it, my friends? That's it, isn't it? That's where it all leads, getting you to suspend your rights. Getting you to turn over control of your children to the government. Now you see the agenda. Now you understand. And here comes Beijing Biden, the wheezing, yammering, stammering socialist being run by Marxists because he doesn't know what he had for breakfast, reading off a teleprompter, crap that he's never said before because he's an empty vessel. The meat puppet speaks when the Marxists pull his strings. Listen.
It's wrong that the violence and hate crimes targeting LGBTQ people is rising. It's wrong that extreme officials are pushing hateful bills targeting transgender children.
Yes, transgender children. If little Susie says, I want to be a boy, automatically, boom, transgender children, you lose your parental rights. And if you pass a bill that wants to protect that child from that damage being done by GovEd and the left-wing nut jobs out there, you want to pass a law, then Beijing Biden says, oh, they're hateful laws. No. They're correct laws. They're the laws that put the children's well-being first. And then here comes Beijing Biden with the capper.
Terrifying families and criminalizing doctors. These are our kids. These are our neighbors. It's cruel and it's callous. Not somebody else's kids. They're all our kids.
No. No. You screwed up your cokehead son, Beijing Biden. You can't screw up mine. Sorry. They're mine. Not yours or the state's. Now, kids, are you getting the impression about what this whole thing is about? It's the Marxist cultural attack from the leftists and the government attack. It's a two-pronged hit on the United States. Megyn Kelly has seen the way. And we will play her groundbreaking podcast coming up next.
Now, TNT Radio News.
You are completely obsessed with
breaking news.
Matt Boylant here with a look at your TNT headlines. Australia has been rocked by one of the country's deadliest road traffic crashes in decades. At least 10 people have been killed and over 20 others injured after a wedding bus crashed in New South Wales. Japan has extended an order to track and destroy any North Korean rocket, missile or debris that threatens the country. Western-supplied tanks and fighting vehicles are being destroyed in Ukraine. And the federal indictment against former US President Donald Trump has been unsealed.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak?
Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September.
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
What? Well, now I have to show everyone here my control issues again. Most weekends, I end up yelling like this at an umpire because I've never thought about how ridiculous and offensive it is. I don't have enough control in my life, and I need to take it out on you.
What does abusing umpires say about you? Stop umpire abuse. Visit wafootball.com.au.
911.
Please help me, help me.
Hello, sweetie, stay calm. What's going on?
I need to get out of here, help me, please.
I need you to calm down, I'll help you. First, tell me your name and your age, okay?
My name is Shelly, and I'm 6 years old.
Shelly?
Yes.
Okay, honey, I'm right here with you. I'm going to help you through this, okay? Where are you?
I'm here in the square.
Are you trapped somewhere? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Are you trapped somewhere, Shelly?
It's very tight, and he doesn't let me out.
Shelly, is someone keeping you locked up there? Is that it?
Yes, there's a bad man. He asks me to do things, and if I don't, he hurts me. Please, help me.
Calm down, okay?
He's getting close. He's coming. He's coming.
Shelly, are you listening? Shelly, I can't hear you. Shelly!
If I told you that Shelly is a whale, would you still help? Protect marine life. Support Sea Shepherd.
Running a business in the digital age isn't easy. Luckily, signing up for Digital Boost is. It's your very own digital toolbox, packed with everything to teach you how to save time, increase productivity, and improve your company's presence online. Sign up for free at digitalboost.co.nz. and make the internet work for you. That's me typing it in on my computer, like you should be.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
All right, folks, welcome back. So now you see where it all goes. It's about getting control over the next generation, getting control over your kids, getting you to suspend your rights. And, you know, the left wing is out there publishing these books that normalize relationships with between adults and children. And the minute you pipe up now, they're going to say you're the one. They're going to say you're the one who is the problem. Because really, it has nothing to do with your children other than making them little foot soldiers in their little communist revolution. So we go back to where we started the conversation about this whole idea of pronouns. And a lot of people said, pronouns. So what? Who cares if somebody's delusional enough to be a male and want to be called a female? Whatever. If it's a 5 foot tall, female, who is white, and she wants to identify as a 6 foot tall Asian woman, who am I to judge? Many of you said, right? If and here's the problem. When the left wing convinces you lies are truth, or they get you to surrender and say that a lie is the truth, they've got you. And it becomes the foundation for everything else they do to you. Here's Megyn Kelly, who was at the beginning. She was at the beginning one of these individuals who kind of said, you know, where's the harm in all this? Let them do the pronouns, never realizing it was all foundational. And this is what the left wing does all the time. And it's time our side started recognizing the pattern of who these people really are. They're not Americans anymore. They don't want to be Americans anymore. So this is Megyn Kelly, and this is a lot longer than I'm going to play for you guys. I'm going to start and stop it. But this was on her podcast, and she gave a very methodical, marched timeline, and it was good. But what she's saying here is, I was wrong. And you know what? It takes a big person to admit they were wrong. And recognizing, wow, not only was I wrong, but look at the harm I did. So this is Megyn Kelly on her podcast here about a week ago.
Why I'm done with preferred pronouns. I was an early proponent of using preferred pronouns as far back as the early 2000s, of saying she when I knew the truth was he. It seemed harmless and I had no wish to cause offense. Trans people were tortured enough, it seemed to me, by nature of their dysphoria and society's disdain for them in general. So I complied. I went along with it. I didn't see the harm. By 2016, we were debating bills to stop trans access to certain bathrooms, which I covered from the news desk, siding with the trans community. How does it affect our lives as women if here or there a trans person uses a stall in our bathroom?
Well, many of us from the very beginning knew what left-wing nut jobs would do with that. First off, it was improper to have biological males showering with biological females. It was just improper. Gender identity took away the safe spaces for women, this whole gender identity left-wing push. We also saw the fruit of the Democrats' efforts, these left-wingers, when a young man who claimed he was transgender, but it turns out through court testimony, his mom said, no, he was just saying that because he wanted access to girls. And he said, and she was lamenting in court the fact the left wing gave this predator access to young girls, served up young girls like a buffet. And GovEd in Loudoun County, Virginia, when they learned of the first rape of this young Democrat, he raped a girl. They covered it up. They didn't turn it over to police. They covered it up because he claimed he was trans. He claimed he was a transvestite and he felt pretty that day. So the rape of a girl was covered up by GovEd, these left-wingers in GovEd. So they didn't report it to the police. They transferred the young man to another school. when he raped another little girl. So this is who the left-wingers are. They serve up innocent people in their effort to steal your rights. So there was the harm, Megyn Kelly, and many of us recognized it from the very beginning, that allowing young men access to women's private spaces made them less safe, which is what these deviant left-wingers wanted, to victimize people.
These people aren't bothering anyone. Why wouldn't we accommodate them? I didn't see the harm. Kelly J. Keene, a 5'1" English mother of four and devoted advocate for women's rights, who came on this show recently and spoke truth so plainly, it moved me profoundly, has been repeatedly targeted. In March, she was doused in tomato juice as a mob moved in, yelling, F you, you C-word, prepared to cause her physical harm rather than let her speak in New Zealand. Had she not been rushed out by police, she clearly would have been brutalized. And there I was, along with millions of others, watching and learning and finally seeing it. There is the harm. There's the harm.
How many of you Democrats out there, hearing that a left-wing mob was dousing a real woman who was standing up for women's rights, dousing her with tomato juice and calling her an F-word and a C-word, how many of you left-wingers out there are like, yeah, get her. Yeah. Beat the tar out of her. Maybe even kill her. How many of you left-wingers out there celebrate violence against conservatives? How many of you left-wingers out there celebrate just a woman who is standing up for other women? How many of you, show of hands, how many of you love the violence that's being served up by your FBI, not ours anymore, by your FBI, by your DOJ, by your left-wingers in government? How many of you love that? How many of you in Sheila Jackson Lee's district love the fact she's silent on these attacks on women? How many of you in Sylvia Garcia's district love that she's silent, Lizzie Fletcher's silent on these attacks on women? How many of you love that? Yeah, get those women. They either comply or they die. Isn't that right, you Democrats? Isn't that how you all think?
There is the harm. It is beyond time to stand up to the trans lobby that means to deprive women of their spaces and rights, to the men who pose as trans women to gain access to places like sorority houses, only to exploit the women who'd been strong-armed into welcoming them, to the men who grow their hair long, throw on a dress, pop on their TikTok filter, and then threaten to kill us if we object to them coming into our private spaces.
Oh, that's right. Bunch of these trans folks have been caught online with firearms threatening other people, but the FBI won't be investigating them. The only time the FBI might get involved is when they show up to a Christian school and gun down three children and three adults who are Christians. And let's be honest, you folks on the left, they're just Christians, right? Few less Christians in this world. You're all about that, right? Take out those Christians. Take out those Catholics. That's what your FBI's doing. That's what you guys are all about. The loss of human liberty and rights in the United States of America. Folks, this is exactly where it all leads.
To the mutilation of our children by money-driven doctors and the rape of our imprisoned sisters and the theft of our medals and opportunities to win. How can we stand up to any of this if we are complicit? How can we fight for facts if we participate in this fiction that a man can become a woman, that transitioning is possible? And then we try to say, no, she cannot come into our locker rooms or bathrooms or swimming lanes or sororities. We try to say, no, Target, she can buy her bathing suit with the extra fabric to hide her penis in some other store. It doesn't make sense because it isn't true. And we know it's not true. And to pretend that it is true is to foster a lie that is hurting too many people, almost all of them girls.
Yeah. The so-called party of women, Sheila Jackson Lee's party, Lizzie Fletcher's party, Sylvia Garcia's party, attacking women. You either give up, your safe spaces. You open your daughters up to rape from young Democrats. You either do that or you're the hater. You stop reading your Bible or you're going to be arrested. You see where this all goes?
Women and girls, they say pronouns are a gateway drug. They open the door to these lies that lead to real harm to real females. They are a clever rhetorical trick that forces you to cede the argument about women's spaces before you've ever even spoken one word of substance.
And there it is, the crux. This is where all of you folks who said, well, come on, the pronoun thing was just, yeah, it was just harmless. And Megyn Kelly says, no, it wasn't harmless. It laid the foundation for the abandonment of our rights, because the left wing, folks, whatever they're doing, they always have the goal of getting you to surrender your rights in the end. And Megyn Kelly now sees it.
People with genuine gender dysphoria can lobby to create their own spaces. I will support them. To create open categories in sport, I will support them. The answer in the interim is not women lose. Girls get hurt. Females learn to turn off their innate sense of danger, of fairness, of the joy of spending time with only women. Kids, too, can grow to adulthood and do what they want with their bodies. I will have empathy for them. I would never bully them. But children should not be subjected to these dangerous interventions in school or at the hands of so-called medical professionals.
$70,000 a pop is what your child now is to these so-called medical professionals. $70,000. And that's why you're being made to give up control over your children through the rule of law and the People's Republic of California, which Greg Abbott says will never happen here in the state of Texas. Well, I don't know. Some of those members of the Texas House knock back a few drinks, and they may just dish away our parental rights if somebody greases their palms enough. Megyn Kelly wraps up her statement on the harm the left wing, the attack the left wing is conducting on our country and Western civilization. Next on the Chris Salcedo Show and the Voice of Texas.
With his expert analysis and opinion, this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
If you went to Hollywood with the story of a political candidate who was opposed by the very apparatus of government he sought to lead, from the moment he came down a golden escalator, they spied on his campaign, they spied on his transition, they went to court and lied about him in order to get warrants to allow further spying. They pushed a false narrative that led to both an impeachment and an investigation, both of which were predicated upon a lie, and not just a lie, but a lie paid for by his political opponent. And then they impeached him on his way out the door, and then they conducted criminal investigations of non-criminal activities, all the while the man that replaced him in the White House is guilty of selling the office of the vice president, international money laundering, bribery, obstruction of justice, oh, and yes, mishandling classified documents. If you went to Hollywood with that story, they'd bounce you out on your ear. That's not plausible. And yet here we are. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Julian Assange dared to expose the truth. He dared to expose war crimes and corporate corruption. And he's now a political prisoner while the mainstream media censors and distorts the true story. In May 2019, the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, Nils Melzer, published a scathing condemnation of the injustice inflicted on Julian Assange. Melzer said, quote, "In 20 years of work with victims of war, violence, and political persecution, I have never seen a group of democratic states ganging up to deliberately isolate, demonize, and abuse a single individual for such a long time, and with so little regard for human dignity and the rule of law." Unquote. And Melzer said, "This can only be described as psychological torture." Years later, Assange still sits in jail with barely a whimper of protest from the so-called free media.
You're with Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
right, folks, coming up, Victoria Tunsing and Joe Hoft will discuss with me the Trump indictment. But I want to wrap up this. Look, what's going on the legal level is one attack of Marxism and socialism and communism from the American left. But I want you all to be aware of the cultural Marxist attack. The reason why we rejected government communism and socialism is because we had a culture that rejected it. But now the left wing is destroying our culture. And it's not harmless, and it's not the way it's supposed to be. It's all artificial. It's all astroturf. None of it is real. And the only thing that allows it to gain hold is our silence. And Megyn Kelly is realizing that. And again, I think it takes a big person to recognize that you may have been the one, not the one, but one of the people who ushered in such harm, in particular to women.
The facilities that allow it must be stopped or shut down. For these reasons, I have resolved to base my conversations around gender on the same tenets that already govern my life, truth and reality. I will not use preferred pronouns, a decision motivated by a growing alarm over women's rights and the safety of children. I will speak to a trans person kindly and with empathy. In their presence, I will likely try to avoid pronouns altogether, as I have no wish to intentionally provoke or upset anyone. But I will not take this gateway drug anymore, because I have a daughter, because I am a woman, an adult human female, because for far too long, I failed to see the harm and therefore helped cause it. To the women and men who helped open my eyes, thank you. And I will single out one in particular, Ireland's Bran Dove, who at 14 years old wrote the poem, I Am Not a Dress, which perfectly captures what so many of us are feeling.
Now this is, let me ask you ladies in the audience, when you hear this poem and you recognize what these deviants on the left have been doing to women, accessing our children with the attempt of stealing your parental rights and making them wards of the state, tell me, does this poem reflect what you've been feeling?
I am not a dress to be worn on a whim. A man in a dress is nonetheless a him. Women are not simply what we wear. If this offends you, I do not care. I am not an idea in any man's mind, and my purpose in life is not to be kind. So while my rights are trampled every day of the week, I will not stand by being docile and meek. We are women. We are warriors of steel. Woman is something no man will ever feel. Woman is not a skill that any man can hone. Woman is our word, and it is ours alone.
There you go. Megyn Kelly, she even says it, that she couldn't see the harm, so she ended up causing it. That takes a big person to recognize, man, was I so wrong about this? And I guess I've got to thank you people on the left for always being my most predictable ally. Yeah, you all heard me right. You created Megyn Kelly. You double-crossed her because of what your advocacy is, you people on the left. And she trusted you. And she got burned, and now you've made a lifelong enemy out of her because she'll never trust you again. And I stopped trusting you a long time ago. After, you know, I've been where Megyn Kelly was. And a lot of people who vote Democrat who are not part of this left-wing cabal, this disintegration of Western civilization, this open attack on our rights and liberties, the defections from the Democrat Party are myriad and growing, because the sense of it all is this. It's either us or them. It's either us or them. President Trump speaking about this over the weekend. Listen.
At the end of the day, either the communists win, destroy America, or we destroy the communists, because that's what they are. They may go by a different name. Fascists, Marxists. Never forget what the demented persecution of our movement is all about. It's a demented persecution. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who are going to be able to stop them. We stopped them. We had them stopped cold. And they cheated like a bunch of dogs on the election.
Yeah, well, they also know that they've done some very, very bad things to us. You Democrats, you know what you've done to us and the attempt. So, folks, this is what, when I say it's for all the marbles, they know that if our side ever gets back in power, so long as we keep the Mitt Romneys and the Paul Ryans and the Mitch McConnells and the John Cornyns out of the equation, that there's going to be a reckoning for what they've done. And they're trying to avoid it because they know what they did. And they're trying to keep themselves out of jail. They're trying to keep themselves from being held accountable. So when Trump says it's either the communists or us, he's not being rhetorical. That's my sense of where this is all leading. Why the FBI is breaking all the rules, where the DOJ is breaking all the rules, all the laws, because they know they did bad things. And if our side ever gets the levers of power, they will be held accountable. And they're trying to stay unaccountable. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Dan is hanging on. Dan, I'm glad you made it here to the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio. What's up?
Hey, you're on Getter, and that site is getting so ridiculous and freezing all the time. And there's another social site out there called safechat.com.
Okay.
You ought to consider getting on that site because people like your stuff that I put over there.
Yeah, well, you know what? Rumble I'm also on. So you're having an issue with Getter freezing where you are?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 15, 16 minutes I sat waiting for that page to load, and it said the site is non-responsive, you know. So the thing came up, they admitted that they were non-responsive, and I know it's on their end because my computer works just fine. My son's a technician. My computer works just fine.
I see.
It doesn't freeze on other sites, but it does there.
Well, if you do me a favor, Dan, and also, you know, if you don't want to abandon Getter as a social media platform, maybe drop their IT folks, because there is a way you can drop them a note saying, hey, this is my issue. Any suggestions or what's going on? Sometimes I guess they get hammered with a lot of people participating, and that's what kind of lags everything down.
Enough servers. They don't have enough, you know. You got to beef your site up if you're going to have the people there so it stays productive and, you know, with a certain amount of speed.
Well, have you tried the Rumble site?
I've been on Rumble.
Yeah. And I mean, I have heard nary a complaint from over there. So, yeah. I mean, check out the Rumble. And of course, there's also, if you want to go old school, and I can tell you this app has never failed me, the KSEV radio app. The KSEV radio app, now it's audio only, there's no video component to it, but if you want to make sure, the KSEV radio app has never failed, unless, you know, we've had an internet outage, and then, of course, everything's failing.
Well, but, yeah, I mean, yeah. You can't do nothing about that as far as that goes.
But that thing is solid. I mean, I tell you what, man, I've had it on my phone for years now, and every single time, I mean, it's just a one click too, man. It's just like blink, and all of a sudden, there's programming. There it is. So yeah, I mean, there's so many ways. The Chris Salcedo Show is self-syndicating. That's right. We're not going with the woke companies anymore, kids. We're self-syndicating, and we've got another expansion with TNTRadio.live and Getter and Rumble and the KSEV app. We've got something else that's fixing to come online. I'll get you more details when I can divulge those. In the meantime, we go to hour two coming up. The Chris Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas. We're talking Trump next.